Hey everybody, and thanks so much for tuning in to episode number 50 of As Ink. What As Ink is we do an improvised form called the Bat, which is sometimes referred to as Improv in the Dark or Herald in the Dark. The way it works is in a few moments we're going to take a suggestion, and taking that we're going to go for about 25 to 30 minutes improvising scenes, games, what have you, but it's all going to be the audio track. And because it is improvised, nothing has been rewritten, and nothing has been rehearsed. Specifically, this week, we're going to be doing an improvised narrative. In a few moments, we're going to be taking a title of a story that comes from mdbenoit.com. They've given us 6 titles, and we're going to do a digital die roll to pick which one of those titles we're going to be using. Playing with As Ink this week is...
Eric Sablon.
Alex Bad.
And Chris George. All right, I think we're ready to go.
All right, Alex, cool. All
right. Give us a number.
2.
The Ragged End.
The Ragged End is this
ragged
week's
end.
Title of this week's story, and lights down.
Party's going pretty well, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, guys, I'm tired. Can I go to bed yet?
No. We're still waiting for Martha to show up. Come on, dude, I just need you here.
Dude,
I can't have her...
It's like 1:30.
I understand, man, but I can't have her come to the party and it's just me. You have to stay up until she gets here.
Dude, come on. No one even showed up.
Dude, Will, it's okay, man. It's just us. It's cool. How many nights have we stayed up super late anyway?
Yeah, but that was like... We were on EverQuest, and I mean...
Will...
It's different. I had something to do. Right now, I'm just standing here near a punch bowl that you said someone would spike, but no one showed up, so no one spiked the punch.
Is that what you're mad about? I can go get... I'll go into the kitchen. I'll pour something
in
myself.
No, I mean, I could do that myself if I wanted to. I'm just saying that it's just like... No one came. No one showed up. Why is she going to show up? No one showed up.
Maybe you're right, Will. Like, maybe... Maybe she's just not going to come. Maybe I texted her. She said she was going to come, and she just never showed
Dude,
up.
Dude, girls lie all the time. It's like what they do.
All right, well, you can just go ahead and go to bed.
All right, I'm going to go to bed. Right, you should go to bed, too. Don't stay up and wait for her. If I wake up and you are, like, high off a bunch of coffee because you're trying to stay up until she gets here, I'm going to be pissed.
All right, well, it's cool. I'm just going to clean up. And then I'm going to go to bed.
All right, Skylar. I'll see you in the morning.
Thanks, Will. Holy shit. Oh, fucking. Fuck. Oh, shit. Hey, hello?
Hi.
Hey, I didn't think you were going to...
Party still going?
You know, it's just kind of, everyone who's here, they just kind of took off, you know, they're...
Sorry.
No,
I didn't mean to show up so fashionably late.
No,
you
it's
know
cool.
me.
No, it's fine. I mean...
Fashionable Martha, always fashionably late.
Yeah, no, it's... Don't worry about it, Martha. Do you want to, you want some punch?
Sure. You know, I came all the way over here.
Yeah,
Wow, look. Pretty cool party. Nice spread here.
Yeah, we just refilled everything.
I was about to say, it looks like no one even touched these chips.
No, I figured I didn't know who was coming later, so after people were done, I just put it out a new bowl.
This party really wound down.
I think Will's getting kind of sick.
Skylar, if you're going to whack it, turn it down. She's talking really loud.
Will? Okay, Will. I don't know what he's talking about. He talks in his sleep sometimes. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, God. So, how was your day?
It's good. I, went for a run this morning, and then I went to the gym. And then I met up with some friends. We had brunch. And then, I went back home, and I got on the Stairmaster for a bit. And then I had a pickle for lunch. And then I went for an evening run. And then I played a round of chess.
God damn it, Skylar. This sounds like the most boring porno ever. Just fast forward to the part where they bone, so I only have to listen to 5 seconds of it.
Will? Okay, Will. Thanks. Thanks, Will.
yeah, and then I just, you know, I went to the opera earlier tonight. And that's And I was here.
Oh, that sounds like a pretty full day. I kind of just got the party ready and then had a bunch of people over. I got drunk twice today and sobered up both times.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm back to sober again. So, yeah. Do you want, you know?
I would love a drink.
My mom.
Like a cocktail.
Yeah, my mom and dad have, it's amazing how you can do that with your tongue. That looks fantastic.
I swear to God, if I have to give you the diagram on how to actually do it again, I'll be pissed. Just hurry up.
Okay, Will. Thanks, Will. He's sick. So he's like delusional.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, my mom has some, what is this? This is some Puckers. Is that cool?
Pour in a glass. Put some booze after it, too.
This is tequila. Is that cool?
Toss it in there. Let's get this party started.
I think this is called like an awesome Nader or something.
All right, well, are you going to have one?
I've been drunk twice already, so I don't want to get drunk again.
That's cool.
Thanks. Yeah, that's cool. Why don't you...
It's really strong.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm going to leave this tequila right here. I'm going to go run upstairs real quick. I will be right back.
Okay, hurry back. I'll be right here.
Yeah, absolutely. Will.
Skylar, I don't want to hear about your dick and how it's swelling, okay?
Let me go to sleep. Will, fucking open the door.
No, I'm not going to look at it again, okay? That was a one-time thing when you thought you had cancer.
Will, open the fucking door. Will, please.
God damn it, I swear to God, if your dick is out, I'm going to slam it in the door.
Will, fucking open the door. Fucking Will, Martha came. Fucking Martha is downstairs.
I don't believe it.
Dude, no, fucking, she's downstairs.
Do you need me to bring the diagram down?
No, are you sure? No, but she's fucking down there, and she's drinking fucking Puckers and whatever that fucking weird shit, tequila that's in there. She's drinking Puckers tequila. I told her it was an awesome Nader. Look, I need your help, man. I don't know what to say with her. I've asked her how her fucking day was, man.
That's a good way to get laid, dude. You ask him what the fucking day was.
Okay, well,
like
what do
to
I
talk.
Do? Well, what do I do next? What do I do next?
Ask her another question. I don't know.
Like what? Like fucking what?
I don't know. It's your fantasy that you're jerking to. I don't know.
It's not a fantasy. Will, it's fucking real. Martha's downstairs.
I don't believe you.
Oh, fucking. Here, put your fucking FaceTime me on your phone. FaceTime me on your phone.
Oh,
watch.
Okay.
Watch. Fucking watch this shit. Watch this shit.
All right.
Okay, I'll be right.
Okay, before. Okay.
Okay, okay.
All right.
Okay. Hey. How's the awesome Nader going?
It's really strong.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man, it's true.
I was looking at your looking at the pictures on your wall here. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Didn't you take your top off?
Shut up, Will. It's hot in here, huh?
Feels okay.
Yeah?
Let loose them titties!
You should let loose them titties.
Excuse me?
Why did you actually say that? I'm the one who's supposed to say that.
I meant it's... Let's get down to the nitty gritty here.
Okay. I like it. A man has got some purpose.
Yeah, I like you a lot.
Dude, tell her to suck your cock and then suck your roommate's.
You should suck my cock and then my roommate's cock.
Excuse me?
I can't believe you actually said that, man.
Fuck you, Will. Fuck you, Will.
What did you just say?
I said, just look at the time on the clock.
Oh, and it's getting really late.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's getting really close to my curfew of 2 a.m.
You should probably have another awesome Nader then.
All right, just one more. I don't want to go crazy.
Awesome Nader, what a lame name.
It's not a lame name, Will.
Yeah,
you know, I do have church tomorrow morning.
you go to church?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. What do you do at church? I'm sorry, that's a stupid question. I know that you pray at church.
Dude, that's a good question.
I mean, what do you do at church?
Take your top off while she's telling you.
Sing in the choir.
Are you sure?
Donation plate.
It's real hot in here. You should probably take your shirt off.
Excuse me?
It's hot in here. Because you should just...
You should get naked from my roommate, yeah!
I can throw my voice real well. That was you didn't even see.
I think your phone's ringing or
no,
something.
No, it's not. No,
that's not ringing. No. Okay.
No,
it sounds like it's been going on for
a
while.
Dude, Will, we got disconnected. Reconnect me.
See, I'm not connecting anything. Oh shit. Oh god. Let me. I'll be right back. Okay.
I'll be right here.
Will, open this fucking door
what,
right now.
Dude, what?
First of all, I said I was throwing my voice. That doesn't mean that you can pretend to be me, fucker. Second of all, what the fuck do I do?
I was trying to help, dude. I know. That's how you do it.
I know.
You tell him she's fucking pretty, and then you get her to take her shirt off. Girls like being called pretty.
Okay, so just go down there and tell her she's pretty.
Well, you don't actually say it. I mean, you gotta be smooth about
it. Okay, I'm on it. Just... Keep
do you want me to come down?
No, you don't come down at all. All
right, well, if you keep fucking failing at it, I'm going to come down.
Okay.
I mean, you have like two more chances before I'm going to move in.
Yeah, right, well, I'll be right back, okay? Hey, Martha. Hey, how's it?
Hey.
You done with that second awesome-nator?
You hadn't made it for me yet, actually.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Here. This is the Awesomenator 2. It's
ooh, new and improved.
Yeah, it's wine cooler and beer.
You're trying to get me drunk.
That would be a myth. It's not true. I think you're pretty. And I'd like to see your boobs.
Go fail pants.
Shut the fuck up, Will. And I'd like to see your boobs, please.
Whoa, okay, all right, I'm here to set this straight.
He didn't mean
that. My roommate's not good with words. I just wanted to come down here and set this straight. He means that you're pretty, but you know, you could be prettier if you lost like a pound or two. He'd love to see your breasts if you know you kind of want to show him, but otherwise, whatever.
Okay.
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 What do you think I came over here at 1:30 in the morning?
I
came here for a booty call.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, Will. What the fuck?
It's something that's bad. You should leave. Like, you don't need to be here. I mean,
look, I can leave. Your
no, no, you spot. Stay. You stay. He's gonna leave. Like, you know, he doesn't need to be.
Okay,
here.
Look, I don't know who you are, and you're kind of coffee and hacky, and it's.
Hey,
not
I mean,
be
I'm not sick
just...
anymore. It's just getting the stuff out.
Okay, well, you're still a little flimmy.
Martha. This is my roommate, Will.
Hi.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
He rents the upstairs bedroom for my parents.
Yeah, I think we had a class together, right?
I think
Psych
so.
Psych 101,
I think
maybe?
So. Were you sat in the front,
yes.
And you had your cleavage falling out the whole time?
Okay.
Well. Yeah, I was there. I was sat in the back.
Well, I remember you. Well, I actually came here for him. So, nothing personal.
But he doesn't know what he's doing, man.
Well, just let me worry about that, okay? Just go back up to your room or whatever.
All right.
We can go to my room if you want, and like I got some stuff up there that we can do. Like I'm in the middle of a puzzle. I have.
I told you I have a 2 a.m. curfew.
Okay.
My parents will be expecting.
How long is
this
sex thing gonna take?
It's a lot on you.
Well,
I can finish in like 5 minutes. Like if you have a limited amount of time, I could be your guy.
Damn it, Will, shut up.
I'm just trying to give her options, dude.
Well, this might be my only chance to have sex. I'm going to kick your ass. So let's just, I'm going to go upstairs and get this prepped. My bedroom, I wasn't, there's stuff that I should probably hide. So I'm going to.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't take too long.
No, absolutely not. I'll
be. Finish your Awesomenator 2?
2. Part dose. I'll be right back. I'm just going to run upstairs and clean my room. Put my porn away. I mean, I will be right back.
Okay.
Really? Really?
Are you still here?
Yeah, I'm just so confused by this situation. It's like watching chimpanzees in the wild.
I just don't understand how you would be going after him.
It's hard to explain about it.
Look at him. Look at you. I don't understand.
Look, I'm a 9. I know that.
Yeah. He's like a 1.
He's your friend.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that I don't know he's not ugly.
You're a terrible wingman.
I'm not.
You should be upselling him.
Well, you obviously are ready to jump in. It's not. I just need to understand what's going on.
You don't have to understand. You just have to go do whatever it is that you're doing.
No, I need to know so I can use it too. Like, what is he doing? Does he have a monster schlong? That time, I was just joking when I said I saw it before. I wasn't serious at all.
I don't know if he has monster schlong. We'll find that out in a few minutes.
So, Martha, my room's...
Are you ready?
I'm so ready for this.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to wait by the door to be an exit interview. I just need to know.
Do what you got to do. Are you going to take my hand?
Sure. No, where do I put this?
Into my hand.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Take me up to your room.
My room's... That's my mom's room on the left.
Okay, I don't care.
Will lives in the one down the...
And I don't just... Let's go.
Okay, so it's right here.
Right in there.
Yeah. Welcome, to the palace.
Palace, huh?
Yeah, it's...
Nice.
That's what I like to call
Let's
it.
Just shut this door. Lock it.
So, there's... Have you ever seen, I was watching... There was this episode of, like, reruns of Friends on the other day. And there was this episode where Ross is, like, in the observatory at his work with Rachel. And then they roll over and they're about to, like, you know, do it. And then there was a... They sat on a Capri Sun. So I don't have any Capri Suns in here, so you know.
Okay. Well, good to know. Why don't you just relax?
Okay.
Sit down on the bed. Just start slow.
Oh, those are...
So my top is off now.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. Turn the webcam around. I can't see anything.
Fuck up, Will. This is the most amazing moment.
No, turn the webcam around. I can't see anything.
Shut the fuck up, Will. This is the most...
Hey, Martha, turn the webcam around. I can't see anything.
Shut your mouth. So I'm going to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
What do you want to do to me?
Tell her you want to pee in her butt.
I want to make love to you right in here, right now.
Well, that's so lame.
So bad. I want to make love to your body right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How much?
Like, so much.
How badly?
Like so badly right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long have you wanted it?
For so long.
How long?
Like forever. Like the moment that I saw you, I was like, well, I'm gonna have sex with her. That's what it did. And so that's what's gonna happen right now. Like I know the future.
Take your shirt off.
Oh god. Oh. Oh.
Why don't you lay back in the bed?
No, touch me. Don't touch me, please.
Okay. Why don't you just lay back in the bed?
Okay.
I'm just gonna get on top of you. Are you okay?
I don't know what just happened.
Now I think I know.
Just so you know, this is streaming on Reddit.
That was amazing. How are you doing? You don't want to cuddle?
No. I don't really want to cuddle.
I love you, I think. And I know that that's probably weird, and I don't mean for it to sound weird, but I think I love you so much.
All the girls told me he's a virgin.
No, what? I have sex all the time. This has happened like 4 or 5 times.
That's exactly what has happened. Yeah, this has happened four or five times.
So I believe after it happens once, you're no longer a virgin.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go now.
Hey, Martha.
Thanks for the awesome Nader and the awesome Nader 2.
Yeah.
Thanks for showing me the palace.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for making love to me. Here.
Okay, it's not really that. Just had to know for sure.
There's
Hey, Martha, you've got at least 5 minutes.
Nope. I know you're a virgin, so it's not really going to tell me anything. You boys have a nice night. I'll show myself
out. I'll see you later?
No.
Dude, she's totally going to come back for
you. Oh, dude. You had no idea how much pleasure I gave her. The way she looked at me like after we were done, and she's just, I think she's in love with me, man.
Whatever, dude. Whatever.
I'm going to go to sleep because I'm tired after all the sex I just had. Why don't you go back in your room and masturbate? We'll see you in the morning.
Well, at least I don't need the diagram.
Lights up. That was episode number 50 of As Inc. The title of this week's story was The Ragged Edge?
The Ragged End.
The Ragged End. The Ragged End. playing with As Inc. this week was...
Eric Salon.
Alex Badham.
And Chris George. You can find out more information about As Inc. by emailing us at as.inc.prov. That's prov@gmail.com. You can also email us comments, suggestions, or suggestions you would like us to put into our hat of suggestions. If you are a San Diego area improviser and would like to record with us, you can drop us a line there. We would love to record with you. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review via iTunes. Like us on Facebook, and we will see you next week. You know, I was looking at, you read Cracked, right?
Sometimes.
So they had an article on this weekend that was more pictures that are scary when they're really close up or whatever, more things that are frightening when they're really close up. And they did one, this like super, super close microscopic picture of eyelashes, the base of the eyelash. And we've got these like... critter things that like nest next to the hair follicle, like down in the cavity around it. It's been freaking me out, man. Like this idea that there's like little things around my eyelashes in the gap between my.
It's probably what happens when your eye just hurts for no reason.
And apparently they come out at night and have sex and lay eggs on your face, and then they go back in there at the day. Which
wait, what are you talking about? I don't even want to know because this is gonna freak me the fuck out. And I'm going to need to go have surgery to get it fixed. I don't fucking want to know this shit.
It's something you can't get fixed. It's just something that you
can't
happens.
Get it fixed. It just did.
Nope. Nothing happened. I don't know what the fuck
just, it's just like how your whole body's covered with bacteria all the time. And it's just that's the way it is.
That's fine. I get that. That's normal. I don't want to know about anything living in me and fucking on my face.
I could show you the picture.
No. I don't want to see weird fucking animal sex porn on my fucking face.
Specifically, it happens on your face.
Only my
face. No one else's face. It only awesome. Happens on your face.
Yeah, no.
Jesus.
That's hilarious.
But it's been freaking me out. So I wanted to share the pain.